Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President, Business Development at the RAB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest series comes to you from the 2024 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference in Orlando, Florida, where we consumed 4 full days of content from chief marketers across leading brands. The conference theme was setting the agenda for growth, and we heard a lot about creating unparalleled consumer engagement with help from advanced technology like AI. We heard a lot about creativity, a laser focus on what matters most to consumers, and never ever losing sight of humanity as tech continues to expand. RAB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees and speakers about their business, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. The ANA Masters Conference attracts many innovative research providers to help marketers make educated decisions for their go-to-market strategies. Media Science is one such company. They're known for its advanced scientific tools that provide a deep understanding of how and why audiences are engaging with advertising. In this episode, Mike Hulvey, RAB's president and CEO, chats with Philip Lomax, executive vice president of business development for Media Science, about their work and their insights in the media space.
Radio on Main Street at the ANA. It is a pleasure to have Philip join us. And Philip, introduce yourself to our audience and a little bit of background about you and the company you represent.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm Philip Lomax, executive vice president of Media Science. Media Science is an advanced research company that's been around for 16 years. What we've been known for is our in-laboratory research technologies, such as infrared medical grade eye tracking, as well as neurometric data, including heart rate data and electrodermal activity. But we've also collected facial expression analysis and brain activity. And what we're really doing at Media Science is we're running classical science experiments in order to make comparisons around the power and the true value proposition of various media experiences. So I'm really excited to talk about audio and radio today.
Let's talk about the connection with that and marketing.
Yeah.
So why are you here at the ANA?
Absolutely. So we have an incredible legacy of working with folks like Disney and Comcast and Warner Brothers, as well as social media platforms like LinkedIn and TikTok and other OEMs and digital screens. But what I found in speaking with professionals across the industry is creative really matters. Content certainly matters, but creative is about 65% of this value transfer opportunity. So it's going to be necessary to help advertisers and brands, as well as agencies, use these types of advanced capabilities and experiments to unlock the true potential of creative.
All right, this is fascinating from a technology standpoint. So walk us through a use case.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Disney or whoever client you would like to, but kind of walk us through a use case.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to get to an audio application, so continue.
Fantastic. So in order to understand what we're really doing here, I think what we're doing is we're studying influence, right? And rather than taking people's word for it within, you know, a survey as an example, which is still an incredible tool to measure things like memory, right? What we're doing is we're using scientific tools that are precise to understand how audiences are engaging with this advertising experience. So with eye tracking and precise medical grade eye tracking, I can see exactly where someone's looking at on the screen, how long they're looking at it for, and if they, you know, look at specific distinct brand assets, right? And all of this is collected within a millisecond level. With heart rate data, this is an indication of our heart sending blood, so resource to our brain. And the academically validated definition of attention is something that, you know, cognitively engages us. So based off of our research with Google and the Ehrenberg-Bass Institute, we know that heart rate data is one of the best in class measures of attention. EEG is a complex measure, that's electroencephalography, and that's electrical activity within the brain. Again, it's a really complex measure that requires a pristine controlled environment to collect, because we're distracted So anything, you know, collected out in the field, I'm a little bit uncertain about. But what I thought was really cool was also electrodermal activity or sweat activity. All of us are sweating constantly.
Right.
Right? I'm sweating a little bit right now because I'm having a great time. And this is an indication of the level of experience that we're having. So it's called response intensity. It's not good response or bad response. It's just we're having a strong response. So I can measure that in real time as well. And that's amazingly applied to things like audio.
All right. So we'll start with creative when I come right back over the audio.
Yeah.
So when you are doing a study, the subject is being exposed again, in an ad environment, to different pieces of creative.
Precisely.
And this is a test before anyone gets it in the field.
Indeed.
What's that experience like?
Well, there's a few things to unpack here, I'd say. All right. So we believe in media science that if we're going to test advertising, we need to test it in context, right? It doesn't make any sense to test an ad by itself because that ad is going to be placed in the wild.
Right.
Right. So the context of the wild will impact the performance of the ad. So even if the ad was great alone in a closed room and we told the audience member, right, like, watch this ad and tell me what you think of it, this is the rational interpretation of how the audience member must feel about what you're forcing them to watch. Instead, what we try to do is we run experiments in which, let's just say I'm testing, as an example, a study that I just did with LinkedIn, the largest neurometric eye tracking and human memory study of all time, in which we tested 109 ads across 770 participants, and 50% of those participants were B2B decision makers. We tested those ads in the context of LinkedIn, and we rotate the positioning of those ads. So nobody benefits from being first or last. Eight positions are always really great. And what we found is that 82% of the 109 ads, they don't give us very much at all.
Right.
So we're just wasting money on B2B advertising. When you amplify that out to 30 billion spent, there's a big issue here. So regarding audio, because I want to serve your audience members, this should look like, if I was designing experience for you, you should be choosing specific context to test in, right? Whether that's sports broadcasting or talk shows, true crime, there's a lot of opportunities here. And what we're trying to communicate here to advertisers is context matters, right? We're using the emotional state of context and this really, beautiful experience where we're in the solo listening experience sometimes, right? Really like intimately with our audience, we can use that context and that emotion to transfer over to advertising. And we've seen this within sports in particular. Sports is premium context because of what's called excitation transference effects. The excitement of sports.
I was gonna say, is that the normal nomenclature for being a fan?
Yeah, absolutely. Fandom is where it's at. But the excitement of the live game, whether you're a fan or not, right? We're watching something happen that's never gonna happen in the way that we're seeing it again. That excitement from the live game is passing over to the adjacent advertisers. And hopefully we've primed those audience members with sponsorship prior to our delivery of like a 30 as an example. And the audience actually misattributes this excitement to the advertiser. So we could be selling, a trip to somewhere that's not as cool as Orlando, right? But because we're in live sports, I'm a little bit more excited about flying with United, as I see them.
Because of your listening experience. So
it's the emotional experience.
From an audio perspective, we have live broadcasts that we've talked about. We have a lot of podcast content that we're involved involved with creation. Is there a difference in how that's measured and what the response is that you look? Because again, you're looking at testing before placement and testing before air.
Well, I do this both pre and post,
okay.
Right? Oftentimes companies come to media science to try to unlock their true value proposition. So it could be a product like our good friends at Outbrain that just released what I think is probably gonna begin to move back towards democratizing the open web. A full screen video ad format. It's kind of like TikTok, but native to publishers like CNN and you know, others. But I also work with great companies like Warner Brothers and, you know, and Paramount to understand like the value of those premium experiences as well. So it's across the board. Regarding advertising though, we do think it's necessary to really try to, you know, not test and learn in the field. I think my publisher colleagues might you know, not like this, but I'm in the truth business. That's where media science is. If we're testing and learning in the field constantly, it means that we're burning our ad budget constantly, right? And rather than, you know, ruining or maybe disrupting the audience's experience with advertising that doesn't represent our best side, right? We should test within a controlled, closed environment to get ready. It's like a dress rehearsal, basically, before we go on stage, right? So that's our perspective right now, but, you know, we're going to see how things change within the age of artificial intelligence. Certainly.
Well, and we know that where you consume is everywhere.
Precisely.
I mean, in the audio space, in the radio space, we consume in so many different ways. All right, Philip, fascinating. Well, like, this is a 300, 400 level discussion. I'm going to ask you two quick questions related to radio. And again, you're in the testing space, you're looking at different things. But I'll ask you the first question is that radio matters because?
Radio matters because it's different, totally different than all of the screens in front of us. And I would say it's a far less cluttered environment, right? So if I was in radio, I would be thinking about leveraging the personalities that I have in terms of talent, right? And the emotional connections and the memories that their audience members have about them. They're a trusted, you know, member of the community. So I'd lean on that as, you know, a value proposition here. I'd also take a look at making comparisons, right? You know, video screens are fantastic, but, you know, oftentimes it's a cluttered experience, right? We have the opportunity to run head-to-head experiments, and I don't see enough audio platforms actually stepping up and being willing to make those comparisons. That's how we achieve more revenue, right? We compare ourselves to things that we agree as a collective that are premium, and we say we're, you know, hopefully we're just as good as X, right? Just as good as Y platform, right? Or this is us in concert, right? With these other platforms that you accept already and you're spending money in, but this is how I incrementally add value to your media buying, right? And we need to see that more so in the industry.
All right, well, Bill, we appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for sharing some knowledge with us and a way to analyze what you do for our advertisers and listeners in a whole new way.
I'm very glad to be on your show, and I look forward to learning more about the RAV as well. Thanks for having me again.
I like that attitude. Thank you.
Philip is bullish on the concept that context matters and has the scientific data to prove it. Emotion created through programming content transfers over to the advertising adjacent to it. And when that happens, brands benefit. Radio is unique, and as Philip suggests, leaning into radio's personalities and the emotional connections and influence that they have among their listeners just may be an incomparable contextual value proposition that we all can share.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.